Merlin could hear Gaius's voice in his mind, scolding him about the state of his campus apartment. He argued it was marginally more organized than his room back in Camelot, but that would be a rather low bar. With a new classmate coming over to work on their first assignment for Magic 101, Intro to Other Magics, he wanted the place at least passingly presentable. He was fairly sure a fellow new university student would understand, but he could be wrong. Merlin looked down at the black cat that had followed him home on his second day of classes.
"I fed you less than an hour ago, Gwaine,"
Merlin reminded the cat.
"Maybe I should have named you Lancelot. You are living up to your namesake entirely too much when it comes to food. You're demanding enough to be an Arthur, but your coloring is wrong."
The look the cat shot him could only be called disdainful. It furthered his suspicions that this cat wasn't quite a normal cat. But that was a matter for later. The magic chime at the door tolled, letting him know his classmate had arrived.
"Right. Hopefully the state of things in here wouldn't have Gwen shaking her head in disapproval either,"
Merlin muttered as he went to open the door.
"Hey, come on in. And don't mind the cat. He has been fed no matter what his dramatics claim."
As Joff Velaryon,
"Never call me Jafrida,"
she had emphatically warned in their first text exchange, stepped across the threshold. She looked coolly at Gawain. Gawain was staring up at her with the pleading, wide eyes of a shameless charlatan.
"I'm used to it. My sister has a cat, and he tries the same thing. It never works on me."
And yet she paused to pat Gawain's head, just twice, as she removed her backpack. The backpack was made of real black leather, discreetly embroidered with a red three-headed dragon that was no larger than a coin. It was the sigil of the Targaryen family, who were quite a big deal in Westeros, where Joff was from. The Targaryens used to be automatically admitted to the university back when they had dragons, but that was centuries ago. Joff was the first Targaryen, on her mother's side, in several generations to enroll at the university.
"I've never had a cat,"
Merlin explained.
"This one just decided to follow me home. I have no idea what I'm doing, just sort of making it up as I go. I can talk to dragons with my magic, but not cats."
He grinned.
"But I think you are here to talk about coursework, not my cat. I've cleaned off the kitchen table, or we can work from the couch?"
Joff went to the table and said wistfully,
"We don't have dragons in Westeros anymore. They declined at the same time as magic."
Then she frowned, and her stoic expression quickly settled back into place.
"My oldest sister says it's for the best. If we still had dragons, Westeros would have remained a primeval backwater where all the men try to prove they have the largest reproductive organs, while the value of women is reduced to the fruitfulness of their reproductive organs. But I digress."
Sniffing haughtily, Joff sat down and pulled out a few books from her backpack.
"I want to earn full marks on this assignment, so let's get started."
Merlin grimaced.
"We don't have very many dragons in Albion anymore either. I'm one of the few who can talk to them now, after magic users were persecuted for a while,"
he explained. Perking up, he suggested,
"Maybe that could be a good place to start, since dragons played a big part in both our worlds at one point. Start with the similarities in how both our worlds and magics viewed dragons before moving on to the differences."
"That is a sound idea."
Joff picked up a fountain pen, engraved with the initials JV, and began to take notes.
"Dragons originally came from Essos, which is another continent where I'm from. An ethnic group called the Valyrians, from whom I'm descended, were the most famous tamers and riders of dragons. The Valyrians used dragons to conquer other lands and peoples until the Doom, which wiped out most of Valyria, its people, and its dragons. My ancestors, the Targaryens, were the only surviving dragon riders because they had already immigrated to Westeros. Then, my Targaryen ancestors used their dragons to conquer most of Westeros and subjugate the various kingdoms under their dynasty. The Targaryens ruled the Seven Kingdoms until they began to lose their dragons, and they had to decentralize more and more of their power. If you want a short description of how my world viewed dragons, you need only look at the Targaryen motto, Fire and Blood.
Merlin nodded and wrote down a few notes of his own.
We're not really sure where dragons came from in Albion, but we had dragon lords who could command them.
Merlin told her as he fidgeted with his pen.
Dragon lord powers passed from father to son upon the father's death. When magic was outlawed in Camelot under Uther Pendragon, most dragons and dragon lords were killed. Fortunately, some eggs were hidden. My father was the only known dragon lord to survive, and he had to hide for years. Made for one hell of a learning curve for me. Could your world's dragons talk? Ours can, but the oldest one I know likes to mess with people by only speaking in riddles and prophecies.
If our dragons could talk, they would be ruling our world right now.
Joff said wryly.
Dragons were very intelligent, and they shared bonds with their riders, but they never spoke to any humans.
Then she grew pensive, twisting a ring on her finger. The ring looked old, and bore the three-headed dragon.
Do you know anything about blood magic?
Merlin's eyes widened.
No, but a lot of my magic is just sort of instinct. So I'm not necessarily the best representative of magic in Albion. It may exist in my world, but it could also be the first example of major differences in our worlds.
Interesting.
Joff said with an off-putting smile. She had regal bone structure, which seemed more inclined to sneers and imperious glares rather than anything so commonplace as a smile. When Gawain wandered back over, meowing, she perfunctorily gave him two more pats on the head.
After we finish this assignment, I hope you will tell me more about this riddling dragon. I would like to meet him one day. I believe he and I would have much to talk about.